Good morning, everyone. The meeting at House Special Committee on Fisheries will come to order. The time is 10 o'clock on February 11th, 2025. Members present are Representative Vance, Representative Kopp, Representative McCabe, Representative Speaker Edgemond, and myself, Chair Stutes. We have a quorum to conduct business. I'm going to ask you all to please silence your phones. And we're asking that staff members of the audience not approach the table, please. If you need to pass a note to a committee member, please get the attention of my committee aide, Jane Pearson, and she would be delighted to help you and take care of it for you. I'd like to thank Andrew Magnuson, House Fisheries Committee Secretary, and Marne Provost from the Juno LIO for teleconferencing support. At today's meeting, we will have the second hearing on two bills. First, we will have HB 60, Procurement Preference, Agriculture and Fisheries Products by the Governor. And secondly, we will have HB 31, Vessels Registration and the Derelict Vessel Fund by myself, Representative Stutes. Seeing that this is the second hearing on both bills, and if it is the will of the committee, I would like to move these bills from committee today. So our first order of business today is House Bill 60, Procurement Preference. That's almost a tongue twister. Agriculture and Fishery Products. HB 60 was first introduced on February 6th, and at that meeting we closed public testimony. Furthermore, my office received no amendments on HB 60. I would like to invite the Department of Administration Commissioner Paula Verna and Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development Deputy Commissioner Anna Latham to the table. Please place yourself on the records and briefly give a recap on HB 60. And it looks like we only have our Deputy Commissioner.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the committee. For the record, I'm Anna Latham, Deputy Commissioner at Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. Thank you for hearing House Bill 60 again this morning. House Bill 60 is an increase to the existing procurement statutes for Alaska-grown agricultural and fisheries products, and it raises the mandatory requirement for school districts that receive state funding, for municipalities that receive state funding, and for state agencies from the 7% that's existing to 10%.
Thank you. Do we have any questions for the Deputy Commissioner from the committee? Seeing none. We also would have online Tom Mayer, Chief Procurement Officer for the Department of Administration, Director Sandra Moeller, Division of Community and Regional Affairs, and Andrew Jensen, Policy Advisor to the Office of the Governor. And seeing no more questions, Deputy Commissioner, thank you, and thank you for your time. And is there any discussion from this committee on House Bill 60?
Madam Chair, just very quickly, I'd like to thank the department for the responses, the questions that we provided. I thought the answers were thorough and certainly satisfactory and alleviates any concern I would have with the bill.
Thank you. Any other comments from this committee? Seeing none, thank you very much. With that, Speaker Edgemond, I would entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move to report House Bill 60, version 34-GH1570-A out of committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes.
Thank you. Seeing no objection, we will take a brief at ease. Back on record. Our next order of business will be House Bill 31, Vessels, Registration, and the Derelict Fund. This bill was first introduced on February 6th. This is the second hearing, I should say the second hearing this year on this bill. And if it is the will of the committee, I would entertain moving this bill today as well. I would like to ask my Chief of Staff, Matt Groening, to introduce himself for the record and give the committee a recap of House Bill 31.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the committee, for the record, Matt Groening, staff to Representative Louise Stutz. I'll just give a brief recap for people that may have missed last week's hearing. House Bill 31 would exempt active commercial fishing vessels from the duplicative registration requirements created by the passage of Senate Bill 92, the Derelict Vessel Bill in 2018. Specifically, it would remove the requirement for U.S. Coast Guard documented vessels with a current commercial fisheries entry commission license to register every 3 years with the Division of Motor Vehicles. Prior to the passage of Senate Bill 92, documented vessels were exempt, and as a result of the bill that was repealed, overlooked was the CFEC database, which already provides necessary ownership information in a state-maintained database. So the intent of the bill is to not have commercial fishermen go and register at the DMV when they already register at the CFEC. And it's an annual renewal process, and as soon as a commercial fishing vessel was no longer active, they would have to then go to the DMV and register. Also, in its current form, the bill repeals the Derelict Vessel Prevention Program Fund and lapses that money to the general fund instead. That's what the bill does, Madam Chair. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Do we have any questions? Representative Cobb?
I was just going to say it's good common sense legislation. Happy to see your office bring it forward.
Thank you. Other comments? Seeing none, also available to answer questions, we have CFEC Commissioner Glenn Haight and the bill drafter, Alpheus Bullard. Thank you for both for being here. Seeing no further questions, I would like to open. You have a question?
No, I was just going to make a motion if you're ready.
I was going to open up public testimony first. Thank you. For public testimony, do we have anyone here who would like to testify? Please come forward, state your name for the record, and begin your testimony.
Hello, Chair Stutz and members of the committee. My name is Rachel Lord. I am based out of Homer. Hello, Representative Vance. And I'm testifying on behalf of myself. I want to thank you, Representative, for continuing to bring this bill forward. And fingers crossed that it can pass this session and indeed this year. I helped facilitate the Abandoned and Derelict Vessel Task Force that worked with stakeholders, state, federal, private, municipal, around the state of Alaska to pass the original bill within which this provision was included. I fully agree and support the CFEC exemption, and I've supported it. The Harbor Masters Association supported it since the beginning. I will say the federal documented database is still a very significant barrier to being able to track and hold vessel owners responsible. So we're really appreciative that they're, you know, CFEC is a great database, and really glad to maintain the other documented vessels, the requirement that they have a registration with the state. There's a lot of importance there for our both state agencies and municipalities to be able to track vessels. I'm bummed, to be honest, about the repeal of the Derelict Vessel Prevention Fund. Every state around this nation that deals with derelict vessels knows that the most cost-effective way to deal with derelict vessels is prevention. It is before they sink. It is before they're abandoned in our public waters and in our public facilities. And so I understand there's not a lot of money in that fund. There aren't a lot of revenue recapture opportunities for monies to be deposited into that fund. And we continue as a state to be somewhat flat-footed in our ability to really address the prevention of abandoned and derelict vessels, which is trying to get those boats out of the water before they're passed down and down and down and left to be a public nuisance, environmental nuisance, navigational hazards. That's all I have. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Do we have any questions for Ms. Lord from the committee? Thank you. Appreciate your testimony. Do we have others in the room who would like to testify? Seeing none, we have online Trooper Barlow. Trooper Barlow, are you online and would you like to testify?
Good morning, Madam Co-Chair. This is Colonel Brian Barlow, Director of the Alaska Wildlife Troopers. I was online to monitor and be present if there were questions. I don't have any testimony or questions for the committee.
Thank you. Thank you. Are there any questions? Seeing none and no others to testify, I will close public testimony. Are there any other further comments from this committee on House Bill 31 again? Seeing none, I would like to entertain a motion. Speaker Edgman.
I will try to be brief. Madam Chair, I move to report House Bill 31, version 34-LS0326/A out of committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes.
Hearing no objections, we will move House Bill 31 from committee. We will take a brief at ease to sign the paperwork. Back on record, please.
Hello.
So, thank you, members, and thank you for the two bills we just moved. And before I leave, I want to close with just a few announcements. On Thursday, the Department of Fish and Game budget subcommittees will be taking the 2 full hours, so the Fisheries Committee will not be meeting. Ensuring adequate funding for the Department of Fish and Game is one of the most important things we can do to provide opportunities for fishermen, and I look forward to the discussion. Until the subcommittee is closed out, we will be splitting time with the subcommittee to conduct our due diligence on the fisheries budget. This Saturday's meeting of the House Fisheries will be canceled. We had planned on a presentation on some of the recommendations from the Joint Legislative Task Force on evaluating the seafood industry, but my staff and I are still meeting with the stakeholders daily and working on draft legislation. We will be visiting your offices throughout the week and next. My goal is to have draft language in front of members by next week with the committee's consent to have those bills drafted into committee bills. I expect to introduce multiple bills over the coming weeks and ask that you bear with us as we work through this very stakeholder-driven process. So that is going to be the plan for the Fisheries Committee in the next few weeks, and I appreciate your indulgence and your patience in moving us forward to that spot. And seeing no further business to come before this committee, we will adjourn at 10:18.